Hello, my name is Megan Rinn. I'm 33 years old, and today I'm here with
Raquel Higgins.
And how old are you, Raquel?
22.
Today's date is Thursday, November 5th, 2018. We are speaking with the Shepherd Speaks Project, an initiative of the Center for Appalachian Studies and Communities at Shepherd University. And today we're talking about growing up. All right, so Raquel, when and where were you born?
I was born in Gainesville, Virginia, August 19th of 1996.
Did you grow up there in Gainesville?
No.
Where did you grow up?
So my parents got a divorce very quickly after my birth, and I lived with my grandparents for a few in Northern Virginia until I was four, and I came here to the mountains near Harper's Ferry, and I've been nestled since.
So when you came to the mountains, did you come with your grandparents? Or
no, unfortunately not. Just my mother and my new dad. So we had a huge family. It was originally just myself and two brothers. And then the gentleman my mother married also had two sons and one girl.
Oh.
So we ended up becoming a family of six. And it was really fun.
It was fun.
It was, because we were very close in age. I was the youngest, and the oldest was only 4 years older than me. So it was really fun.
So, I guess, what do they call those blended families?
Yes.
I'm from a blended family myself.
Nice.
So, did you feel close to your siblings?
Absolutely. It was really easy to get along and come up with new traditions and make the old traditions work. It was fun during the holidays because you just get so many more people to love, and it's nice.
Yeah. Oh, so in that vein, could you tell me a bit, a specific example that comes to mind when you think about making new traditions and then keeping some of the old traditions going?
Yeah, absolutely. So I feel like with such a big family, I sort of have to share my holidays. Mm. So it's not often that I see everyone on one holiday. It's distributed. Though Halloween just passed, and that's one of my favorite traditions with my stepfather.
Oh.
We always carve our pumpkin together and always watch Hocus Pocus. It's a must.
I love that movie.
Still to this day. And then for my biological father, I am still connected with him, and he's more of my Thanksgiving traditions. Mm. And all of his side of the family, we go hunting. It's fun.
So could you tell me a bit about your biological father, what he's like?
Yeah, absolutely. He is your typical good-hearted man, though didn't seem that way at the time, but he is just, he gave me the outdoorsy sense and the adventure. He's that within me. Every time growing up, I went to his house in the summer times, so he would take me on adventures. He taught me how to fish, all the hiking trails, and how to sustain in the wilderness, all of my little tools. It's as if I went to Boy Scouts. He was just teaching me it all.
So where is he from?
Southern Virginia.
Okay.
So still in Appalachia.
And where did he learn those skills?
From his family. They all live in a very small rural town called Covington, and truly, it's just how they live. They had to learn that stuff.
Wow. So could you share an example of a skill that you learned that was passed down onto you from your father?
Absolutely. So the main one that's impacted my life is hunting.
Hunting.
As a woman, I wasn't really allowed to go until I got really annoying and asked forever. So he took me out, and he taught me how to hold a gun correctly, how to shoot a gun correctly, and how to kill and skin and cook correctly. Mm. And all they eat is what they hunt, so I think that was a very important aspect and trait that I learned. So.
Wow. You know, looking at you, I would say it wouldn't be something I would just assume.
Yeah.
Do you feel like it's a part of who you are?
Absolutely, yeah. I try to be as well diverse as I can and have all these quirky little skills that add up to something. So I'm not really a master of anything, but I'm a jack of all trades. Yeah. So. Yeah.
Wow, that's really, thank you for sharing that.
Absolutely.
And so thinking about your stepfather, who you also mentioned in terms of a Halloween tradition, what is he like?
He's the dad.
Okay.
Yes, he's the very straightforward. He taught me truly school. He taught me academics first over everything. And that's all he ever cared for me, was that I had a great education and a sustainable future from my education. So he pushed me, he drove me, and he made me feel accomplished through school. So
how does that make you feel, that journey with him?
Really lucky, really proud. I don't know. I have a bunch of people who their parents don't really seem to care, don't really seem to help out. So it's really nice to have a supporting role model and someone to constantly push you and remind you of how important it is.
What do you think made him that way?
He did not have an education. He went to Navy right out of high school. And through the Navy, he got his education and was able to support a family from those funds, so he just pushed me the latter way. All my stepbrothers are in the Navy, so it was a balance. It was sort of a military upbringing, to where either you choose to go into a branch or you stick to standard academics. And he wanted me to stick to the standard academics, so he pushed it.
And how does it feel to have two different adults sort of encouraging and instilling different skills in you, in one person? What is that like for you?
I just feel lucky. And I know that's strange to say, but it's just extra support, extra love. And I couldn't ask for more, because they are pretty opposite, but they still have a dad role in my life. I just feel lucky.
Thanks, Raquel.
Yes.